It's really nice to be back with you. It's been a while since I've been here. You might remember from my being here before, we're going to take a short break right now. We've been praying fervently together. We've been listening very carefully to the readings. We'll take a little break and then we'll go back to more active listening. I have a couple of stories for you. I want to get a job cleaning mirrors. It's just something I could really see myself doing. That's a dad joke, isn't it? You can tell. Why was the broom late? It overswept. How do you contact the spirit of a recently deceased window cleaner? You use a squeegee board. What did the frog say as he washed the windows?
Rub it, rub it, rub it.
No? People are always worried about their cell phones or microwaves spying on them. The truth is, those appliances you don't need to be concerned about. It's your vacuum cleaner you should fear. Why do I say that? It's been collecting dirt on you for years. What is a clean house a sign of? They don't have an internet connection. Somebody sends me an email about using vodka for cleaning around the house. It works. The more vodka I drank, the cleaner the house looked. A short story by the mother of five children. My house was clean, then the kids woke up, the end. Here's some advice. Every time you get the urge to clean, watch Hoarders. You might decide your house isn't that dirty after all. Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about cleaning today. I'd like first to talk about the freedom of loss, okay? And then too much stuff. Do you have too much stuff? And finally, we'll relate all of that to the cleansing of the temple. The freedom of loss. In 1991, I was pastor at St. Vincent de Paul Parish in Andover. There was a tornado, April the 21st of that year, and I lost all but about a dozen things. It was an F5 tornado. It hit about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That morning, I had a house full of stuff, a two-story rectory full of stuff. By nightfall, I didn't even have a toothbrush. There was devastation in losing many of those things, but there was also a freedom. I'd hauled some stuff that was in that rectory around for years. Books and notes and papers from my seminary days that I hadn't even touched. I hadn't looked at those things since before ordination. There was stuff from my childhood. I can remember I had a paper collar. It was white. It had a green crepe paper bow on it. I wore it in kindergarten for our Christmas program. My mother had saved it. I didn't have the nerve to throw it away. I had junk that I had accumulated for a long time, things that I was saving for when I would need them. You know about that? I'd carted that stuff around forever. And suddenly, I didn't have to worry about it anymore. Gone with the wind, you know? I said, free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. In 2011, 20 years after the tornado in Andover, I moved from there to Pittsburgh, Kansas, to Our Lady of Lourdes Parish. And do you know what? I had a whole house full of stuff again. Only this time, God did not conveniently give me a tornado to take care of it. You know, a tornado makes it a lot easier. I hated those days where I had to go through and sort and sift and decide, was I going to take this with me because it was my stuff, or was I going to give it to my nieces or nephews, or was I just going to have to move it one more time? Now, 13 years and 2 moves later, I'm kind of wishing I had a selective tornado, you know, that would rip through all the stuff I still have accumulated somehow. I wanted to take my desk and all my files and some of the unfiled stuff that's hanging around. I wanted to take the extra things in my closet and in drawers. I want a selective tornado to chew up all the papers that I don't need anymore. All the extraneous junk. I want to clear out those things that I bought on impulse and I've never or maybe barely used. I have too much stuff again, and I'm living in a 3-room apartment. How does this happen? I think stuff grows and breeds in corners, and it becomes mountains before I even realize what's happened. Let's turn from the stuff in my house, to the stuff in my mind. You know, my mind is cluttered. I can't remember what I had for lunch most days, but I remember the strangest things. I have a lot of junk piled up here. Needless worries that leave me unfocused. Unnecessary distractions that gobble up the hours. Long ago wounds that I pick at unceasingly. Is there a selective tornado for our brains? Because I could use one of those. In the midst of trying to free myself of too much physical stuff and too much mental and emotional stuff, the church wisely gives us this season of Lent, a time to pare down. And the gospel today from John chapter 2 tells the story of Jesus cleansing the temple. In John's gospel, this happens very early in Jesus' ministry. It's like he's getting ready for everything that he knows he needs to do after that. The temple had been established as a place where God could meet his people, be prepared for them, be present to them. But by the time of the coming of Jesus, the temple had become much more like Walmart, you know? It was your one-stop shop for worship. You need a pigeon or a sheep or an ox to sacrifice? We've got them here. You need to trade in your unclean Greek money for temple money? Well, see our money changers. It's going to cost you a little, but it will be worth it, you know? You don't want to carry that tithe of olives all the way from Galilee? Grab some from our convenient produce department. Like the stuff in our houses, like the stuff in our thoughts, stuff had accumulated in the temple, distracting people from its original purpose, a place to meet God in peace. So Jesus cleaned house that day. He cleared out the money changers. He drove out the animals. He restored peace to God's house. There's a freedom that comes from losing the junk in our lives. It took a tornado to prove that to me. I didn't learn very much because We still have too much junk, I know I do, in my home and in my head. And Lent is a time for us all to refocus, to allow Jesus to cleanse our personal temple. You know, St. Paul says we are all temples of the Holy Spirit. If Jesus were to walk into my spiritual temple today, I know there's a lot of clutter in there. I know that I can't direct myself fully to God because of that clutter. May this Lent be a season of cleansing for all of us, a time to allow God to help us root out those distractions that suck away our attention, that take away our peacefulness, so that Easter can come with new freedom in us to serve God more fully.